Hello, my friend. My name is Terry Petrovic. Welcome to Straight Talk on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. If you don't know me very well, haven't listened to too many of my shows, one of the things that you'll realize is that I tell it like it is. And one of the things that most people don't do when they talk to their prospects is to be vulnerable. And that was a challenge for me when I was first starting out of it, because I thought I had to be everything to everybody all the time. And it put me on a path of one of the most exciting, challenging, rewarding journeys that I have personally ever been on. And that's a journey of personal growth and personal development. So I have a question for you today. When you're out talking to your prospects, do you talk about your own personal development? Do you talk about the books that you are reading? Do you talk about some of your mentors? When's the last time you shared a philosophy about who you are for yourself as an individual, maybe as a parent, maybe as a leader? Understand that when prospects are looking at your company and your product, they're really looking at you. And it's you that they have to buy into first. Now, some people are going to tell you that, oh, I don't like to talk to my prospects. I do everything online. And that might be true for a little while. But if you want to develop a 6, 7, or 8-figure income in this profession, here's what I know, is it's all about relationships. And I know from a leadership standpoint, you cannot speak of which you do not know. You cannot speak of which you do not know. And that, my friend, is why reading books is so important. Now, I'm not saying you need to read a book a week. Some people do. But what I am suggesting is that you take the Slight Edge approach. It's a great book. If you haven't got it, purchase it. It's called The Slight Edge. It's written by Jeff Olson. I first got a copy in 2005. I think the third edition and revision is about to come out. The Slight Edge philosophy is perfect for when you're prospecting people to share, because it's teaching people how to do the little things consistently over a long period of time that will take you either up the success curve or down the failure curve. And this is true for relationships, friends. It's true for finances, building wealth. It's true for your physical body, your exercise, your diet. You know, it's true for your leadership ability and your, what I call, your attractiveness. So when you do those little things, and 10 pages of a good book a day, you know, exercise 15 to 20 minutes a day, go for a walk at least, you know, enrich your relationships with people. When is the last time you said to a person, you're important to me? Could be a family member, could be a team member, could be a prospect. We want more customers. We want more high quality people in your life. Don't you? I know I do. So when you share your philosophies, when you share the books that you're reading, number one, it's fresh on your mind so you can talk about it. And what I've observed in doing this with my prospects is it's attractive to them. It's impressive to them too, because the truth is most people don't read a book after high school. Most people don't. Don't know why. Maybe most people are just stuck in a rat race. But that's not you, because you're listening to the Home Business Radio Network, which is Positive Powered Radio. Now, I know you're listening to it, and I applaud you. Question is, how many of your team members are listening to it? How many of your team members focus on personal development, personal growth every single day? And don't you know, if you built a team that was focused on personal growth, personal development, there'd be some loyalty, some synergy within you and those individuals. And when there's challenges with the company, whether it be a change of product or compensation plan or some management at the home office makes a choice that's not in favor of the field, you, if you have a good relationship with that person, are going to be able to communicate at a whole different level. And the reason is they know they're important to you. And they know you got their back. Does that make sense? So when you're talking to people, share what you know. Share what you're reading. And if you have a book, think about the next book. Maybe, you know, I've done this for years and years with some of my core leaders, is I had a leadership development call. And what we'd do is we'd go through a book and read. We would read maybe 50 pages during the week, 10 pages a day. And then we would talk about it. And it's just, it's interesting, if you stop and really listen to what's going on in their lives. You see, how people respond to things like equality or prospecting are really a reflection of who they are. And if something sets somebody off and they get upset about it, it really says more about them than the issue or the circumstance or the person. And it's interesting, if you just step outside the box and observe people and really listen to people, what happens? If you do that, you'll be able to connect with people better. If you do that, you'll be a stronger leader. And that's ultimately what I want for you today, is I want you to step up the bar for your personal growth, personal development, and your leadership, so you can have more influence. Because leadership is all about influence. Did you know that? And everybody has influence, and everybody can be a leader. And it's interesting, sometimes, you know, the little children have greater influence on the adults than anybody else. And they push them around like crazy. They get whatever they want because they whine. It could be that squeaky wheel syndrome, right? And we have in our teams the needy, whiny people. And sometimes we give those people too much of our time, effort, and energy, which causes us to drain, which causes us not to have joy in our business and the whole process. When what we really need to do is we need to have a stronger personal foundation. And we need to learn how to set boundaries from toxic, whiny people. And we need to learn to protect ourselves from negative people. And negative people, negative programs on TV, on the internet, they're always going to be around us. You are not going to be able to isolate yourself. I do a really good job because I very rarely watch the news. And, you know, some people might say that's narrow-minded of me. But you know what? I want to protect my mindset. I want to protect my head. Because here's what I know. If your head's not on right, if you don't have the proper mindset, you're not going to be able to accomplish anything. You're not going to do anybody any good. You're not going to do yourself any good. You're not going to do your business any good. And, you know, it's not easy making some of those separators. You know, I had a person on my team recently said, you know, he's tried everything. Nothing is working for him. You know, he needs some solid training. And I said to him, you know, it's interesting you say this. Because people all around you are having massive success, and yet you're not. Do you think that might be a clue? And he hasn't yet owned that. You see, when you follow a system that is pointing people to tools and doing three-way calls, and it's not working, but it is working for other people, you're probably the problem. And that's hard for some people to admit. And I know this. And what I want for you is I want you to, if you're in that spot, shift out of it. You know, a great book to read is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Magic Laws of Building Relationships. And it's your energy, again, that is either going to attract people to you or repel them away from you. And it is you, really. It really is you. And what I want you to understand is that personal growth, personal development is not easy if you can do it properly. The best way to really grasp it, own it, is to devour a book so you read it and then teach the philosophies. Create a book call for your team. Talk about what you've read with your friends or family. And if your friends and family aren't into that, you might want to look at getting some new friends. They say that your income is the average income of the 10 closest people you hang out with. And if your business is struggling, you might want to look at that. It's hard to do. It's hard to break away from people sometimes. And you know what? They're going to talk about you because they don't want you to change, because then they're going to look bad. But you know what? Do not let what other people think of you influence you. Come from a place of integrity. Get focused on your goals. Take action and do the very best that you can. And if you're like me, you're going to screw up a bunch. That's okay. It's okay. You know, one of the things I've always been challenged with is reading and comprehension. Reading has never been easy for me. And then writing, I write and, you know, I leave words out or I reverse words, a little bit of dyslexia there. I'll post things on Facebook and it'll be a great post, but then I'll leave a word out. And you know what? I sometimes get in too much of a hurry and to post things. And then, you know, the thing about Facebook is that they don't allow you to edit it, which I don't understand that at all when you're doing some personal posts, but that's just the way it is. And you know what? I don't like doing that. I don't intend to do that, but I do that. And, you know, sometimes it happens. I've flunked college English 4 times. I was horrible at grammar, but yet I went on to create some of the best marketing brochures, earning over $20,000 a month just in, you know, residuals on marketing brochures, which is kind of crazy. I paid somebody to do the grammar stuff for me. But, you know, it's okay. I'm okay with who I am. And I want you to be okay with who you are. But that being said, I also want you to join me in personal growth, personal development, reading some good books on leadership, communication, listening, copywriting, how to engage people. You know, I get sucked into a lot of the marketing hype online. I love reading compelling marketing stories. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Sometimes it's bad because I buy stuff and I don't do anything with it, which is another flaw of mine. But you know what? It's okay. I usually get something out of it. It's like going to a weekend event. You know, events is really where you connect the head to the heart. And there's usually, when you attend an event, a different perspective that you walk away. You won't be the same person after leaving an event that you were prior to that event, because if you're going there not just to socialize, and some people just go to events to socialize, but if you're going there to have fun, to socialize, and to grow your business and your mindset, then you'll create change. You'll be a different person. And to me, that's exciting. And sometimes when we least expect it, the light bulb goes on. And sometimes you got to hear things 2, 3, 4, 5 times before that light bulb goes on. And sometimes we're just not open to it because we have that chatter going on in the back of our mind. And it's that chatter that is really, really holding us back. So I want to invite you to, again, get a couple of great books. You know, some of mine are The Slight Edge, The Happiness Advantage, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. All great classic books. But get some of these books. Read them for yourself. Read them for your team. Subscribe to Success Magazine if you haven't already. It's a great way to get on the inner circle of success and to create the better mindset for yourself. Connect with me. Let's join this journey together on my blog, Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petro, P-E-T-R-O, Vic, V-I-C-K.com. And also on Facebook, facebook.com/Terry Petrovic. If you want to see the personal side, if you want to see the business side, facebook.com/fanofTerryPetrovic. Until next time, remember this, we're in this together. This is the most amazing profession I've ever been involved with, and I hope it becomes that for you. Bye-bye for now.